This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. It is not possible to ease restrictions imposed on public life to slow the spread of the coronavirus. That from a German government spokesperson, saying Friday infections rose by a record in 24 hours. Chancellor Angela Merkel and the Premier of Germany's states will meet Monday to review the circuit breaker lockdown imposed for a month, November 2nd. As coronavirus cases rise, hopes are fading for a recovery for the airline industry, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The nation's fourth biggest airline, Southwest, says there was a moderate increase in travel from August through last month, but they see a slowdown in what was hoped to be improving trends this month for Thanksgiving and next month for Christmas. JetBlue is hoping for a turnaround. It will stop blocking seats after the new year. Flights are 70% capacity now. Nicholas Callio with the trade group Airlines for America says because of the recent spike in coronavirus cases, demand is softening, and it's probably not hard to figure out why. He also said airlines are still losing about $180 million a day. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel has signed a deal with Pfizer Incorporated to receive the drug maker's potential COVID-19 vaccine. That, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Friday. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech confirmed a deal was forthcoming in a statement Thursday, but they did not disclose financial details. The United States' top infectious disease expert says unless a vast majority of Americans is willing to receive a coronavirus inoculation, the pandemic will continue wreaking havoc on the country. From Washington, this is VOA News. China, a country mired in a tariff war with the Trump administration, has finally reacted to the results of the U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
China has become one of the last major governments to congratulate Joe Biden on being elected U.S. president. A foreign ministry spokesman said, quote, "We respect the choice of the American people. We congratulate Mr. Biden." China, along with Russia, avoided joining the many governments that congratulated Biden last weekend after he was projected to have secured enough electoral college votes to win the White House. The foreign ministry spokesman gave no reason for the delay. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thousands of people took to the streets in cities across Peru Thursday night to protest the ousting of popular President Martín Vizcarra by Congress over corruption allegations. In the capital, Lima, police used tear gas to disperse a group trying to reach the Congress building while protesters threw sticks and stones at the officers. Congress voted Monday to impeach Vizcarra over allegations he took kickbacks from developers, while a regional governor and speaker, Manuel Merino, assumed office earlier in the week as Peru's third president in 4 years. The European Union warned Friday that it could impose further sanctions on targets in Belarus and condemned the death in police custody of an opposition activist. A spokesperson said, quote, "This is an outrageous and shameful result of the actions by the Belarusian authorities," end quote, regarding the death of 31-year-old Roman Bondarenko. The trial of suspected accomplices in the 2015 attacks in Paris against the Charlie Hebdo satirical weekly and a Jewish supermarket are to resume next week, the court said Friday. Three defendants tested positive for COVID-19, forcing the suspension of the trial. It will resume Monday after the two-week suspension, the presiding judge said in a message to defense lawyers and those representing the plaintiffs, as seen by AFP. Islamic State claimed responsibility Thursday for an attack on a non-Muslim cemetery in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah, which wounded several people, although it did not provide any evidence to back up its claim. In a statement issued through its official channel on Telegram, the group said that its soldiers had managed to hide a homemade bomb in the cemetery Wednesday, which then exploded after several, quote, "consuls of crusading countries," end quote, gathered there. The explosion, which occurred during a World War I remembrance ceremony involving foreign embassies, was the second security incident to take place in Jeddah in the last couple of weeks and the first attack with explosives in years. This is VOA News. Hits.